Thou weariest not, most gracious Lord. Though we may weary grow, in season the sustaining word thou givest our hearts. No. 275. Our God is light.
For the fruit of the land that we've been reminded of. We think of those spies who came back with those grapes. Those other fruits that were something that they could look forward to, and we just thank thee that we have this portion before us of the glory. And we just pray that as we reflect on it a little bit this afternoon, we might be encouraged in our pathway. And so we thank thee for what we've just heard. Thank thee too for what we've had, and we thank thee for the enjoyment of the cross and of thy love to us, blessed Lord Jesus. We give thanks for all thy mercies and thy goodness to us. Pray for those that are traveling too, for those journey mercies for them. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, John 14. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
I want to go back to a question our brother Philip asked last meeting. And that question was, why do we get verse 15, loving the Lord, keeping his commandments, before we get the Comforter, who certainly in the believer's life is the power of that life that we have in love for him and in keeping those commandments? There's a verse in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5 and verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. There is an aspect of things in a believer's life in which power and blessing flow from the place of love and obedience. And so, yes, it's true, the Spirit of God is the power to live that life. But nonetheless, there is a practical order in our lives that where there's love and obedience, then really flows from that blessing and power in our lives as we walk in this world. And perhaps that's why it's given in that order.
We have the commandments in verse 15, also in verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, manifest myself to him. Then in verse 23, it's interesting, he says, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So there's the commandments, and there's the word. If you go to 1 John, you'll find the same distinction in chapter 2, verse 3. It says, Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now verse 5, But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. So there's keeping his commandments, and there's keeping his word. I'd like to hear some comments on that, the distinction.
The commandments might be more the express directives of the Lord to the new nature. And so we have those in the scripture. They're pretty defined. It's not the same thing as the law that was given in the Old Testament. The law was